Welcome back, guys. We are going to be talking about Ninja Kamui Season 1 of... Not only are we talking about the finale, we're going to be talking about just everything. From the graphics to the story to everything. Now, I'm going to say this. I think this show, first off, I'm just going to get out right and say it. It was awesome. It was an awesome show. If you guys want to catch up, you guys can watch this on YouTube TV, HBO or Max, I should say, and among many others. Now, if you guys are not familiar with the story, I'm just going to give you a quick little recap, and I'm going to give you guys my thoughts on the recent episodes and the animation and all that kind of stuff. Now, the whole entirety of this show is about a ninja who left the society of his ninja clan, and, Higen, Joe Higen, he leaves, he has a baby with another ninja, and then they get killed by the ones that they were associated with, and he goes out for revenge. And during his journey, he meets someone that was a friend of his wife's, and then also at the same time, he meets others that he makes allies with while trying to take down this organization. And the ninja organization is really trying to go into the limelight of trying to control not only their own government, but other governments in the world because of the one that's leading this organization. He's wanting to go on his philosophy of the world and to make it better. Now, Higen does everything he can to go up against these characters. Now, some of these characters, I'm not going to lie, they were cool. There were some that were just outright freaking annoying. Oh my gosh. I think the ones that really got on my nerves was the one that had the black dude that had the fade. He was like, yeah, man, it's got a fade, all this. It's like, bro, shut up. Like, that character was so annoying. And even the character that was very pervy and say, oh, you're sweet ass, like that, I was like, bro, this character needs to die. Like, he was so damn annoying. And then there was another character, the one that was the blonde dude that wore glasses, that was working with the head of the ninjas. That guy was annoying too. I'm glad that I thought he was going to get killed, but he didn't. At the very end of this, seeing more of like the mecha suits, I thought that was cool. But at the same time, I do see why people had a problem with it, because it felt like that some of the animation was a little bit wonky. And I do agree with that. But at the same time, I still enjoyed myself seeing how the mechas fought. Because it was pretty much almost like if you mix Gundam with, Pacific Rim type of style, that the way they did with these suits. Which, again, I do see both sides of why people like it, and there's people why they don't like it. I'm kind of in the middle, but I think it was still good. The animation, I feel like the animation stayed consistent with the fight scenes. I feel like it could just been a little bit better, but it was still good. The voice acting was really good, I will say that. The characters... Like I said, there was characters that were badass, and there was characters that weren't. Higen was a badass. There was a couple others in here that were badasses. Some of them, while I'm looking at the names right now, Emma, she was a badass. I think she was a big badass. Zai, I think he was a badass. I think his character that really went into how his character was being very alone, felt like he didn't have no one, and then feeling like he had this journey of, having a little family with, Higen and his wife, and they leave, and it's like, okay, you left me, and I hate you. Same thing how Emma felt, because Emma, she had a very interesting backstory. So did Zai. Didn't really go too much into Higen's backstory too much from when he was younger, which I really was hoping that they did, but they didn't do that, unfortunately. I'm trying to think who else. Again, I think a lot of this show has a lot of good and bad, I guess you'd say, but it's still very fun. Again, if you guys like anime, you guys like ninjas, you guys like action, you guys like comedy, you like thrillers, you like suspense, you like badass just fight scenes, definitely just give this show a shot, man. It's really good. I will say that I really loved how they put metal and rock in with some of these fight scenes. That was pretty cool. I like the tech side of what they used in this show as well to make it very futuristic / old school at the same time, with mixing, the way of how a lot of societies are, especially within Japan and Japan, you know, history, with especially, you know, with ninjas or anything of that nature, and then being able to kind of mix that with technology. I think that was a good little mixture of mixing, you know, current and old at the same time. So I think that it wasn't a bad show. I just think it was, some of it was kind of to the point of it could have just been just a tad better in certain areas, but I still enjoyed myself regardless. But what did you guys think of Ninja Kamui? Was it a good show? Was it a bad show? Was it amazing? Was it one of your favorite shows ever? Was overall your thoughts? Let me know down in the comments down below. If you guys are new to the channel, always subscribing. Leave a big like on the video if you guys enjoyed, and I'll see you as always on the next one.